Welcome to the first podcast I've done in well over a month. So, yeah, it's all change. It's all change. I don't like change, but it's a good change. So, since the last episode, I started a new job. It's going all right. I've been here a month now. So, yeah, it's going all right. And that's kind of the reason, really, that there's not really been a podcast, or there hasn't been a podcast, and that's purely because, you know, like, I've gone from having all the free time I could possibly want to having, you know, like, evenings, really, and weekends to myself. So, yeah, it's kind of getting into a different routine now, and it's kind of thrown me off a little bit with doing my podcasts. So I'm trying to get back onto it now, because I do miss talking to you all. And here we go. Here's your episode. For the first time since I was a kid, just lately, I have become obsessed. I literally mean obsessed with WWE. And yeah, like, I loved wrestling when I was a kid, right? Then when I was like in my teens and 20s, right, I did like, I don't like to say I did wrestling, because, well, it was, but it weren't like good wrestling. It weren't like good quality. The training weren't that good, and the facilities weren't that good, and the shows weren't that good. Even, you know, even shows that were good weren't that good. So, yeah, so that kind of tainted wrestling for a long time for me. And, you know, and I still, you know, I'd want to watch it, and then I start watching it and I think, oh, I don't want to watch this no more. So it ruined wrestling for a long time, right? But it's been a long time since I did wrestling, right? And, yeah, I started watching it, and it's really good now, like, really enjoying watching the wrestling. Like, back when I was a kid, like, all the big stars, like Hulk Hogan, Bret Hart, The Ultimate Warrior, Shawn Michaels, Kevin Nash, Scott Hall, Diesel, Razor Ramon, those last four are all the same. Two people, work that out for yourselves. Sorry for burping on the podcast. And yeah, they were brilliant, right? You know, like, they were like these big, muscly, like, blokes that could throw each other around, and they'd get hit with stuff, and, you know, they'd bleed, but they'd carry on. And then wrestling went like ridiculous, right? Like, really ridiculous, like, in that period of time, like, I'd say late 90s to about 2000 and, well, I don't know, I've only just picked it back up, so I could say till this year, but I think it was before that. So we'll say like 2011, somewhere around there, right? Wrestling was like mad. Like, they was using like barbed wire and drawing pins or thumbtacks, if you're in America. And they were doing some crazy shit, like setting fire to tables and putting people through it. And I mean, I just thought, this isn't what I signed up for. This is shit. This is absolute shit. This isn't entertainment. This is just wrong on so many levels. So that was another thing that made me give up on wrestling for a while. But now they don't do any of that stuff. You know, it's now about, they tell the story of, you know, of the match, or, you know, the rivalry, or, you know, however, you know, whatever that they're involved in, you know, the story's there again, and it's not just straight away, I don't like you, I don't like you either, here's some barbed wire, hit me with a barbed wire, oh no, there's some drawing pins, oh, I fell on the drawing pins, oh, he set fire to a table, I'm going through the table that's on fire. That's how it looked like to me, like, back in the, like, early 2000s and that. That's what it was like. It was just like, it was all, every match, blood, barbed wire, and it was just boring. So we've just watched this match with two different people in it, but they've done the same thing. Great. But now it's all different. Like, you know, I mean, wrestlers now, like, back in the 90s, yeah, there wasn't so much about, like, you know, well-being and all that stuff in it. So, you know, they'll be on steroids, and if you listen to the stories, other things as well, but we're not going to talk about that. They'd be on steroids, so they'd be, like, massive blokes, like, huge, like, weirdly muscular, steroid-infused blokes in ladies' leggings, pretending to beat the crap out of each other. But, yeah. But now they're not like that. Like, they're still muscly, but they're, like, natural-built muscle, you know? It's not like... They've not had enhancement, if you like. Yeah. So they're not as big as they used to be, these wrestlers, but they're definitely better. If you watch some of the old wrestling now and then watch some of the new wrestling, actually they're better. And I'll tell you one thing, actually, that was actually the point that I wanted to make on this podcast. Women's wrestling is the best it's ever been. The women wrestlers now are fantastic. I don't care what anyone says, they're fantastic. People like Alexa Bliss, The Iconics, Becky Lynch. Becky Lynch is the most popular wrestler in the WWE. Or if, like me, you know a little bit about the wrestling business, she's the most over wrestler, which just means she's most popular with the fans. She's the most popular, which tells you just how... what's the word I want to say? How good women's wrestling has become. Like, you can't deny these women are amazing at it. There's some fantastic men in there, don't get me wrong. Like, you know, Seth Rollins, Roman Reigns. I've come to quite like Braun Strowman, Bray Wyatt. All these guys, fantastic, you know, in their style of wrestling that they do, perfect. They're the top of the game at it. But the women just outshine them, just that little bit, just enough. The women just outshine them these days. Like, back in the day when I was a kid, there'd be like women like Lita and Trish Stratus, and you know, they couldn't wrestle for toffee. Like, their matches come on, you used to fast forward through it. You know, if you'd recorded, say you recorded like the pay-per-view on the Sunday night and you were watching it Monday after school, you'd fast forward through that match because you just knew it was going to just be naff. And you just think, I don't really want to watch this. Fast forward. Oh, right, it's a good bit. So, yeah, so like that, so it's really come on. And the women's division is massively come on, like hugely amounts come on. And they keep bringing Trish Stratus back as well. And I don't agree with that, and I'll tell you for why. I don't agree with it because she still isn't as good as some of the worst female wrestlers that they have, that are like, you know, the modern roster, if you like. She's still not as good as the worst one of them. And to be honest, actually, I couldn't even think who I would say the worst one would be. They're all really fucking good, actually. So, yeah. But she's not as good as the worst one anyway. I'm just amazed. One thing that did annoy me, I'll tell you about this, right? We're keeping on the subject of wrestling on this podcast. We ain't got long left. So don't worry. If you're not a wrestling fan, don't worry. We ain't got long left. SummerSlam happened last month, right? We're getting close to this month's pay-per-view. I think it's Night of Champions or Clash of Champions, something like that. I can't remember. Doesn't matter. It's not what we're talking about, right? SummerSlam, for those of you that don't know, when they do a pay-per-view, it's on the WWE Network, which is an app that you can get where you can watch everything that WWE, WCW or ECW have ever, ever, ever recorded, okay? So on there, when they do the pay-per-view, they'll do a kickoff show where it's mostly people who used to wrestle sitting around talking about the people who are going to wrestle, and then they would put like one or two matches on. These used to be the dark matches, basically. These were the dark matches that warmed up the crowd. But time's moved on. These dark matches now aren't dark matches anymore because now they're televised. Dark match just basically meant it was just the people in the arena that would see them. So it wouldn't be on the TV, it wouldn't be mentioned, nothing, okay? They were just there for the people that were in the crowd, you know, coming into their seats and stuff. So it's quite, they're quite early on that people coming in would see these matches. So that's what these matches are. But now, they put them on the kickoff show. So there's a lot of talking about the matches that are happening that night, and then you'll get a match, then they'll talk about the same matches and the same things again, and then they'll be in a match, and then they do it that way, okay? You get the idea. The thing that annoyed me at SummerSlam was, in my personal opinion, and you can tell me I'm wrong, in my personal opinion, the women's tag team title match, which was Alexa Bliss and Nikki Cross, the reigning tag team champions at the time, depends when you listen to this, when I'm recording this, they're still tag team champions, took on the Iconics. For me, that was one of the best matches on the show. And it was on the kickoff show. So it wasn't even on the actual pay-per-view thing. Like, I think that kickoff show, I think that actually goes out on their Facebook and Twitter and Instagram on their live feeds and that. So you get that for free, no matter what. You can watch that bit for free. That was annoying because they were, like I said, I think, personally, one of the best matches. The only other match I thought that was as good as that, maybe, you know, maybe better, maybe, you know, but as good as for sure, was Becky Lynch and Natalya Neidhart. And that was match one on the main show. Who main evented it? Brock Lesnar. I cannot stand Brock Lesnar. A conclusion, if you like, about Brock Lesnar. Brock Lesnar, I've noticed, right, in wrestling, like, wrestlers don't normally stick with one manager for that long, right? But I've noticed Brock Lesnar has been with his manager, Paul Heyman, for quite a long time, right? And I've realised why. It's because the only way Brock Lesnar gets any kind of crowd reaction, or, if you like, is over, the only way Brock Lesnar is over is through Paul Heyman. Because Brock Lesnar, if you watch him, he ain't a good wrestler. He's quite clumsy. He's quite dangerous, actually. Yeah. And you never hear Brock Lesnar speak because he can't cut a promo or he can't do the talking. Whichever you like, really. So I just think, like, yeah, he looks the part, I suppose. He's quite muscly and he's quite fierce-looking. You know, I get that, but don't know. I don't think he's the main eventer that they're trying to make him up to be. But I've never thought he was. Personally, I think he should just go back to UFC, because I don't watch UFC, but from what I've heard of that, he weren't very good at that either. So there you go. But this is an attack on Brock Lesnar, because let's face it, in the fight I would definitely lose. Because look at the size of him. It'd just throw me about like a ragdoll before I eventually passed out and woke up in hospital 4 months later. So there we go. That's your podcast. Thank you for joining me for this episode. Please follow me on Facebook and Instagram. And it's been so long since I've done YouTube, but if you want to have a look at that, I'm on there somewhere. You can have a little look. Thanks for listening. Ta-da.